Out of the neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today as we talk about something called the Global Growth Committee. Back on that in just a moment.
Come on, Ricky. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burn down with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Oh, and Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
PharmaSure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at PharmaSure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Over the next few days, we're going to be in Denver for the mid-year meeting of the cattle industry. The Summer Cattle Industry Conference features the folks that are involved with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the American National Cattle Women, as well as the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. They are coming together in downtown Denver to meet and plan strategy for the coming year. In particular, it's important to be talking about the new fiscal year for the beef checkoff. That'll be the job of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and some of the joint committees. One of those key topics, international trade. International trade, beef exports, a key component to the prosperity of the beef industry right now. Larry Pratt is a cow-calf and stocker operator in Texas. He is the chairman of what's known as the Global Growth Committee. They'll be meeting on Thursday, and he offers us a preview of what they may be talking about.
You know, we're still looking at a good year on exports. We're still looking at maybe China coming on board at some point in time, still dealing with the ractopamine issue as far as hogs are concerned, but we don't know how much that's going to affect beef.
Larry Pratt says he's especially happy with how we're doing in Mexico here in 2014. The latest export numbers show that beef export value to Mexico is about 50% ahead of last year's pace.
With them opening up, I think it's helped a lot. Mexico seems more than willing to import what they need, and they're looking to the U.S. to do it, and we're just want to keep that supply going. That's an excellent market. You know, we've always known that Mexico and Canada are closest trading partners, and we sure want to keep them healthy in addition to all the markets around the world.
Of course, when it comes to Canada and Mexico, how we treat them in the days to come over this World Organization trade dispute regarding country of origin labeling, that may well dictate how good of customers they are in the days to come. Right now, they're great customers. Pratt, by the way, says that his committee will also be taking time to sample some of the U.S. beef dishes that are popular in international markets. In a lot of cases, these dishes are featuring beef cuts that are underutilized in the domestic market.
One of the things that we've been leaning toward with our international tasting is to highlight the dishes, say, like in Japan or down in Peru or Dubai or places like that. We're thinking a little bit about how we compare our millennial generation to those in other parts of the world and how the younger generation, as they come along, how their eating habits are going to change and what new products are we going to have to export to those people to satisfy their culinary needs.
Texas cattle producer Larry Pratt, who's chair of the Global Growth Committee, one of those committees that will be meeting this week in Denver at the Summer Cattle Industry Conference going on in downtown. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.